Thank you for doing the internet version of tuning in to the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, the corporate VP of Enterprise Mobility. In this episode, we tackle the second half of our discussion about how Microsoft uses Config Manager for our own PC and device deployment. Brad will look at what we do for device enrollment, policy evaluation and enforcement, certificates, and what we'll be enabling in the next few months. Coming up next.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, I got Kelly Pranghoffer here with me. And Kelly, just again, introduce yourself and what you do at Microsoft.
All right, Brad, thanks again for having me. I'm responsible at Microsoft for running our Config Manager infrastructure implementation for all of the PCs, about 300,000 PCs that we manage here at the company, as well as responsible for running some of our consumer-facing services, such as Microsoft Intune and Remote App.
And in addition to Config Manager, you're also the one who's responsible for setting all the policies and the operations of our Enterprise Mobility Management solution, which is Intune in the Enterprise Mobility Suite.
Correct. Yeah, we have our Config Manager implementation connected to Microsoft Intune.
So we're running in a hybrid mode.
We're running in a hybrid mode. And today we are managing about 32,000 devices is what we have in the environment today that are under management.
And so if everyone's not aware about the hybrid mode, what that allows us to do is we are literally, as we update Intune the service, we're able to do what we call a weave, where we actually are able to synchronize capabilities down to the on-premises SCCM infrastructure, and specifically the admin console. And the goal of that is to give that single pane of glass or that single experience for managing all devices that users want to work on, PCs and mobile devices. Okay, so in terms of as we think about enterprise mobility, what's Microsoft's policy on choose your own or corporate procured versus BYO?
We've always been a pretty open company when it comes to what people are running here. And when we start thinking about, just especially over the last year, as we are really focused on being a multi-platform company in terms of what we're going to support from our applications and services, I think we've seen that open up even more. So when we think about those 32,000 devices that we manage, yeah, about 65 to 70% of those are Windows phones or Windows devices that are managed through the MDM channel. But we've got about 10% of those devices are iOS devices. We've got several thousand iOS devices, several thousand Android devices running in the environment, and those are supported. People can bring those in, use applications on them, do their work. So those, it's very much supported in the environment. And we see that on the CCM side as well, because not only do we have a large number of PCs, but several of the companies that we've acquired over the last few years, Skype, Nokia, pretty heavy Mac users as well. So it's pretty open culture. You would think that Microsoft is just Windows. No, that's not necessarily the case.
And that wasn't even the case prior to Satya.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But certainly with Satya coming into the CEO, I think the diversity of the devices that we see on the network are substantially higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in terms of what capabilities do you use of the Enterprise Mobility Suite in Intune?
Obviously, we allow people to enroll their devices. But in fact, what we've seen as our security team at Microsoft has really been looking about how they better secure access to corporate resources and just continue to refine that over time. One of the things that we've put in place is some changes to how we handle Wi-Fi within the company. It used to be that you'd connect to the wireless network here with just your domain credentials, but that's actually been retired. And they've actually taken that wireless network and split it basically into two. We have an open network, which just basically allows you internet access. Anyone can connect to that, right? And all it allows, though, is connection to the internet. And then we have a wireless network that allows you to connect to the internet within the company. But that requires you to have a certificate. And the only way today to get that certificate on a non-domain joined device is to enroll your device in Intune. So when you enroll your device in Intune, whether it's Android, Windows, iOS, we're actually going to push down a couple Wi-Fi profiles and the certificates for that to your device. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to connect with that device to the environment. And that's been a big change and something that's been happening over the last several months and been pretty successful overall. And before Intune, we didn't have the ability to do that, right? And it was just your username and password and you can connect. But that's allowed us to provide a richer security model overall. Same thing with VPN. So we provide VPN capabilities on those devices
as long as
you we put down the profile so it's all set up for you so you don't have to worry about doing it, as well as the certificate for it. But on those devices, if you haven't enrolled the device and didn't get the certificate, you're not connecting through VPN. And one other thing that we've put in place is enrollment for us. The enrollment experience today is multi-factor auth. You do have to use multi-factor auth to enroll any of your devices to ensure that just that extra layer of security in place. And the biggest thing that we use, because, you know, not all devices obviously support a smart card or even a virtual smart card. So the largest use we have for two-factor auth on these devices is phone authentication.
I had to get a new Surface just earlier this week. And quite literally, you know, it comes up, multi-factor authentication. I get the phone call on my phone. I get the PIN. I put it in and I'm off and running.
Boom, there you go. Yeah.
You know, and that configuration of having two wireless networks, one that's open and then one that has access to all the corporate intranet, if you will, that I see is becoming a very common configuration that I hear when I visit customers as well.
Yeah, you see that a lot. You know, there used to be a time where you'd go in and you'd have to go up to the receptionist or whatever and ask for it to be given a password to the wireless network if it was for a guest. And we used to have that here. We used to have a guest network that you had to get the password for. But now you are seeing this shift to where, hey, we're just going to provide open access to the internet because people need it, even if they're just visiting a company. But keeping that intranet really behind the right set of security controls is something that you're seeing more and more.
Yeah, and the concerns that organizations have around BYO and the mobile devices, those concerns are just going to continue to grow, and everyone's going to want to make sure they do the appropriate step to secure the apps and the data on this. Let's talk a little bit about where Microsoft's going to go over the next several months as we think about significantly expanding what we do from an enterprise mobility management and how we then bring Office and conditional access and all the pieces in it. So let's talk about what our policies, how they're changing as we're learning in the industry as well, and what it's going to look like for our employees here over the next couple of months.
Sure. When we think about where we're going, there's a couple things I'd mention. Obviously, the most critical things on those devices, you know, that people get access to are their email and also documents and the applications that run on them. And we do provide, that's one of the things I should mention, for these BYOD devices, we have a lot of applications that people have access to. In fact, if you've got a Windows phone that you enroll and then you go into the company portal to put an application on, we support about 400 different applications
Putting through the mobile application management capabilities of Intune.
Exactly, right, that get pushed out there. So you start talking about a lot of important data that can be on these devices and access to a lot of important systems. Over the next few months and over this next year, we're really going to see a push to where we're going to require conditional access to be able to, whether it's accessing your email or accessing documents remotely. The way that it's really going to work is if you are on a device that we're considering a trusted device, that is a domain-joined machine, obviously it's going to be much easier for you to access, you know, those materials.
But domain-joined doesn't really exist on these mobile devices.
Exactly. There's no concept of domain-joined. And so these devices, without being enrolled, it's an untrusted device. We don't know what it is. And so you're going to be required to pass some conditional access checks in order to be able to access email or access, you know, certain applications
or
documents.
OneDrive for Business, SharePoint.
Yeah, all of those things will be behind that. And so if you come in on a device that's untrusted, you're not going to be able to access that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's super cool. I think for all the people who are listening to this, you've got such a strong SCCM community worldwide. It is the tool that the world uses for PC management. We're talking about having the ability here to be able to configure these conditional access policies for the critical applications, the critical data, and have a single pane of glass to do all of that. And they're going to be able to expand their existing roles in companies with. And so I think about the SCCM administrators around the world, they're going to be able to significantly influence and impact the companies in ways that they've never been able to do in the past.
You know, that's actually something that's really fascinating to see, because we used to think about, okay, the SCCM guy was responsible for just, you know, deploying apps and patches, and that's what he did. More and more, SCCM is becoming a core business critical system, whether it's running your anti-malware. Obviously, patching is still there, but then all of these policies that get set, it used to be that was handled by some other part of IT, or if it was for mail, it was handled by the team that ran Exchange. But now all of this stuff is really getting centralized through SCCM. So it is a definite change. And it's what is required, you know, people on my team is to become more aware of what's going on across the company and the sort of things that we're doing as a company to secure access to the system. You become a more integral part of that and a more important player in all of that. And I do think it raises the profile of the SCCM administrator and what they bring to the company. They become a very important part of keeping the company secure and running.
That's awesome. I've been working on Config Manager for 12 years now. How long have you been running the internal deployment?
Gosh, 2005, somewhere in there. Yeah, 2004, 2005.
As we started, you know, I failed to mention that Kelly actually sits in my engineering team. Back in 2007, we actually moved the internal team that was responsible, that was in our IT department, mm-hmm. into the engineering team so that the engineering team could have the responsibility for operating the internal SCCM deployment, as well as we wanted to just be that much closer to this kind of a scale, this kind of a deployment, because we're learning like crazy. And I got to tell you, it has been one of the most amazing learning opportunities that I've ever had an engineering team go through.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, what Kelly's talking about here is something that every SCCM administrator should be thinking about, which is you see this convergence happening in the market of identity management and productivity, But you also see this convergence where the enterprise mobility management is being deployed and operated by the same team that does PC management, so it's the config manager team. And what we're delivering here is this integrated experience to where through the SCCM console, you can manage all your mobile devices as well as your PCs. You couple that with the capabilities that we have, like the ability to conditional access, and so you can actually now have a gate in place that says I'm only going to allow devices to access corporate content if it meets certain criteria. You know, something we didn't talk about is we are going to regularly challenge our users with multi-factor authentication, because we all know that all of our employees are under constant attack. Every company in the world is under attack with these phishing attacks, and when that happens, you have individuals who are able to trick employees into giving their username and their password. Well, using techniques and capabilities like multi-factor authentication on a regular basis, when you do these MFA challenges, you block and stop these attacks that have even come where a user has been successfully phished and voluntarily given up their username and password.
Right, that they don't even know that it's happening. It's not malicious, it's just that, you know.
And all these cyber attacks that we're reading about, it seems like every week, many of those have a root in a phishing attack. And using capabilities of Config Manager and the Enterprise Mobility Suite like multi-factor authentication, you can actually stop and block these
things.
And so I think it's going to be remarkable to come back and talk again, say, in a couple months, where we're already managing 300,000 PCs through one SCCM hierarchy and more than 30,000 mobile devices. The number of mobile devices that will be under management at Microsoft is quickly going to race up well over 100,000.
Oh, yeah, easy.
And so we're going to be managing, you know, hundreds of thousands of devices through an internal deployment that's connected to the cloud with this hybrid configuration. And I think people are going to want to hear more and more about how we're doing that, what we're doing, what policies are we putting in place. And so we'll look forward to having you back in the future, Kelly.
Sounds great.
All right, let's wrap up then. Fantastic, you know, getting Kelly on here. Wonderful individual and has a wonderful team that sits inside of the engineering team that is operating and managing all the PCs and all the mobile devices across all of Microsoft. And we'll certainly come back and talk to you more about how we're leveraging that for all the Windows 10 deployments and a couple of things that I think you'll be super interested in. So we'll see you next time.
Keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization. Just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.